U, of Michigan Dearborn sincerely regrets non-POC and BIPOC events. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 10, 2020. The University of Michigan Dearborn, which hosted two racially segregated events on Tuesday, one for non-POC and another for BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color students, says that it sincerely regrets having done so, adding that future events will be messaged more accurately. The university will continue to hold conversations and dialogue about race and other issues impacting our region, state, country and world as we have in the past, said a university spokesperson to Breitbart News. The discussions will be messaged more accurately and reflective of the inclusive nature of our campus. The university fell under scrutiny after hosting two racially segregated events, one for non-POC individuals and another for BIPOC students. While the two events were both racially segregated, social media users took to Twitter to express their dismay primarily over just one of the events, dedicated to the non-POC individuals. "The what? Excuse me?" inquired one social media user who shared images of the event description for the non-POC event. Segregation hosted by the University of Michigan Dearborn Center for Social Justice and Inclusion. "You couldn't make this up, if you'd gotten the Pulitzer in parody writing," added another Twitter user. "So basically the white cafe? Phew the privilege," said another, failing to mention the BIPOC event. "White people wanna be oppressed so bad for wit? Like it's a fad or some shit," said another. "At UM_Dearborn y'all are racist as fuck and it shows," tweeted another. "Bitch WTF is non-POC? Just say whites only," said another. "Common issues in the non-POC community, what issues?" added super high school level dumbass. "If they want the Klan can they just say that," said another Twitter user. UM Dearborn sincerely regrets the terms used to describe the cafe events held on September 8, said a university spokesperson to Breitbart News. "The terms used to describe these virtual events and the descriptions themselves were not clear and not reflective of the university's commitment to diversity, equity and inclusion." In response to Breitbart News' inquiry as to whether participants were screened to ensure they attend the racially appropriate meeting, the university says the events were never intended to be exclusive or exclusionary for individuals of a certain race and that both events were open to all members of the UM Dearborn campus community. The spokesperson added that these events involving race will continue in the future, but will be messaged more accurately next time. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @AlanaMastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.